This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
On Thanksgiving Eve, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. This is we always like to have fun on our show, Bart, but I think today it's like feels like a last day of school kind of show. We got a lot of business to get to, of course, but I still feel like, you know, the way you and I usually do things, this is just going to be a day where we just have some fun. We break all the rules, maybe blow through a couple of stop signs, you know, walk the line. I feel like that's the kind of day we're going to have today.
Absolutely, man. Let's do it. I mean, it's a habitual line step. You gave me permission.
You have full permission, and that's why I'm letting Devin know right now, stay near the dump button and do not walk away. All right, we're getting a thumbs up from the control room. That is good. Very, very good to see. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's our number, our exclusive number, and we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's heating up. The fans are hyped. Return to glory at Fansville by Dr. Pepper. The one fans deserve. What do you think we should – I feel like, Bar, we should ask the people today, as we talk about everything going on in the world of sports – like, what are you thankful for sports-related?
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like, sports-related 2021, as we look back, this is where we start beginning to look back on the year that was, right? So, like, is there one thing you could think of top of your head? Like, I'm thankful for this that's sports-related.
See, but this is what I love, though. Like, I love – listen, we have to be balanced on this show. We're always balanced.
Yeah.
If we're going to give them the opportunity to be able to tell everybody what they're thankful for, this is also Petty Wednesdays, and don't forget that. So we also need to let them say what they're not thankful for and what they hope changes, and they can this time next year they can say they're thankful that, hey, like if I'm in Chicago, I'm thankful that Matt Nagy is finally on the hot seat, and maybe, just maybe, I don't even have to wait to the end of the season because I'm tired of looking at his bald head. And his visor.
Visor.
Why do you have a visor? You have
that?
No. It's no sun out, and you have no hair. What are you doing? What are you blocking out? Be like every other coach and put some damn sunglasses on.
That's great.
Who the hell do you think you are? This ain't tennis. What are you talking about? This ain't the tennis club, and you're wearing a visor. It's no sun, bro. Guess what? You play in Chicago.
Like, who does that? Like, who puts a visor? Well, never mind. The guy's going through enough this week.
No,
that
was just an example. Listen,
I hear you. That's a good one. I like that. That's a good one. I like that one. You know, I got one for you. You ready?
Yes.
It's more like instead of not thankful, I'm going to give you a thankful. It's not for me, though. It's someone else. Matthew Stafford is thankful that he is not celebrating Thanksgiving this year in Detroit.
Oh, that hurts. But listen,
I'm just saying.
I'm so happy that he's not. Because for 12 straight years, he has had the worst. Listen, do you know how bad it is when you get your ass kicked and you go home and you're trying to entertain your family members?
Can't eat.
And you're like, they want to ask you questions. It's okay. It'll be better. You'll win next time. Like, no, this is an 11th straight year in a row. And the only year that I didn't lose is the year I was hurt and I ain't playing a damn game because technically I didn't play. They lost. I didn't.
Yeah. You know what? It was like when – remember, you weren't on the team with the butt fumble, were you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was there.
You were there?
Yep, I was there.
I wasn't sure if that was still – was that your last year then?
Yeah, I didn't even know that, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you right now, that happened, and you're playing the Patriots, and it's that whole thing. And I'm telling you, man, when that happened, I was like, I didn't want to eat. Like, it was you're embarrassed as a fan. Like, you just ruined the day.
I didn't even know what happened. You know what I mean? I'm on the bench. I ain't got time to be worried about it. All I saw was a fumble. I didn't know it was a gluteus maximus fumble.
It was a maximus, all right. Wasn't it Brandon Moore? Was it Mark ran into Brandon Moore, right? Brandon
Moore
got pushed back by Will Fork.
Yeah. All that.
See, it's little things like that that make you feel a certain way. But we do have Barstradamus coming up in a little bit, and we are going to ask Barstradamus something that involves you, your family personally, about tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think we can get a good indication of how your dad's going to be feeling come dinner time tomorrow. So there's a lot of that certainly to get to in what is going to be not just Thursday's games, but, I mean, Sunday's games are really good. Really, really good. All right, but let's get to it. Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We have Week 12, and it begins tomorrow. It always does on a Thursday, but this time we have that three-game slate because it's Thanksgiving Day, the annual tradition. And we have the Bears, the aforementioned Bears and Matt Nagy, and the Lions. Two teams heading in pretty much the same direction, south. Five straight losses for the Bears, 10-game winless streak for your Lions. And yet the team, it's kind of funny, Bart. Usually the Lions get their own coach fired.
Yeah.
But, you know, they could get another coach fired if they win or tie this game. And that is, of course, Matt Nagy. There are reports that he is to be fired after the game, which is so bizarre. Because if you're going to fire a guy, why are you waiting until after the game? So, of course, Matt Nagy had to face these kind of questions about it. And so he was asked if he knew anything about these reports on his job status.
Matt, there's a report today that you had been informed that this would be your last game as president.
That is not accurate. You know, I have not, I have great communication with ownership, with George and Ted and Ryan, but I have not had any discussions.
Well, I mean, you'd usually be the
sometimes,
last to know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you're the last to know. Like, internally, they've been putting it out like, oh, he out of here.
Like, think about it, Bart. Like, if somebody came to you and say, hey, Matt, just so you know, this will be your last game. Would you be like, all right, well, I'll tell you what. How about I just go home now?
Yeah, yeah. Triple flea flicker. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. The hell, you're going to see the most innovative offense, the fumble rooski, triple reverse pass, onside kick. I'm going out with a flare.
Right, I'm going
What's that? I think it was the double A or something like that when the guy got thrown out the game and he was throwing like hand grenades and crawling on his stomach.
Yes.
That's how I'm going out. I'm going out like that manager. That was all-time epic. You know, like, all right, I'm fired? No, you fired.
You're all out of order. We're all out of order. Yeah, I mean, boy, I'll tell you what, that's almost must-watch just for that, because if you really think about it, now, this is the first game of the day, 12:30. So you're really 12:30 is like what? Like you're just sorting.
You're doing a honey-do list, like right?
Well, yeah. People aren't yet arriving, right? Like what is like 3 o'clock usually? Now this is Eastern time. Obviously, everybody else around the country will tell me 12:30. We mean 12:30. I'm barely getting out of bed at 12:30. You know, on Thanksgiving morning, yeah, I'm sleeping in. So for salt like the West Coast, that's super early. But
you might be eating breakfast. You know what I mean? Sometimes on Christmas, you got some pancakes, stuff like that.
Yeah. So you have the game on, but you're not really watching, right? You're not engaged in it. Unless you're a Bears fan or a Lions fan, you're not really like locked in on a game between a 3 and 7 and 0-9 and 1 teams.
Unless you're Jalen Rose or Greeny, you don't really care.
Right, exactly. Like unless you have a vested interest in these teams, you're not watching. Because, I mean, Detroit with Goff. By the way, Goff hasn't won a game since week 14 of 2020.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
It's amazing. Now, the Twilight Zone for him is anytime Sean McVay is not coaching him. He's 0-15-1 when someone not named Sean McVay is the head coach of his football team.
Yeah, 500 Fisher, man.
That's not good, right? That's not good. Hey, by the way, you know what? I'll save this for Barstadamus because it's a great stat when in relation to, of course, Papa Smurf. When he's watching the Lions tomorrow, I got a great stat for you, but I'll save it for Barstradamus. The other games that we have tomorrow get a little more interesting as we get later in the day. 4:30 game is the Raiders and the Cowboys. Now, again, both teams that have struggled of late, the Raiders have lost 3 in a row. Basically, since Gruden resigned, they haven't been able to win a game. The Cowboys have lost 2 of 3 since they started 6-1. But obviously a very important game for them. And the key here, of course, is Tyron Smith will be back. And Dak Prescott's a different quarterback Tyron Smith at left tackle.
Oh, yes, absolutely. When Tyron Smith comes in, I think he's like 70% win percentage or something like that, man.
His QBR doubles. His QBR doubles when Tyron Smith is there. So it makes such a big difference.
And that run game, you know what I mean? That run game switches up.
Well, Zeke's begging to be fed. Like, he's even talking about, let's get back to running the ball. Like, he wants, you know, he's, you know, that feed me he used to celebrate. He's doing that even more now than ever.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really what happened last time, right? You know what I mean? They go away from it because it's so easy to look at all the toys you have. But we don't even know if CeeDee Lamb's going to be back because of his concussion. He's in a protocol in a short week. So it's hard to see if he's going to be able to test out. Amari Cooper, it's going to be if he's vaccinated, which I believe everybody there are vaccinated, or most of them are.
No.
You know, he missed. Amari Cooper missed last week.
But yeah, that's the problem. Cooper's not vaccinated.
So oh, man.
Yeah, no, Jerry Jones actually, I think you'll hear from him later in the show. Jerry Jones not exactly thrilled about that factor. So
that's remember how Michael Irvin went on a tangent about all that, yeah, right, early in the season.
Right. Yeah. By the way, a shout out to Michael Irvin. He posted that his mother-in-law not doing well. He had to get back home after his appearance in New York. He was here with Stephen A. Obviously on First Take, like right, he does each week, but he had to head back. So
yeah,
give a shout out to him for that. After that game, we got a real interesting one at night tomorrow, and that's 8 p.m. So tryptophan probably starting to kick in, 8 o'clock, definitely on the couch by then. You're all talked out. There's people that you realize this is why we don't talk to you for more than like once a year, right? That you know, part of your family that you just know, like, this is why we don't get together.
Yeah, compete. You always got that drunk uncle that come over and he gonna drink.
My point uncle, of saturation.
God bless his soul, but, you know, he used to come over and he broke up with his girlfriend like 20 years ago, mm-hmm, and he would get in the front and he always had on silk. We call them the thun-thun-thuns. Superman draws, because he had briefs. I never seen silk briefs before, but he happens to have silk briefs. And he get negging and start drinking, and he's out there in his briefs singing old Motown songs.
Because he misses her?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he got – wait.
Yeah, it's just a lot, man.
He strips down?
I got a lot going on in my family, man. I don't know if he get hot. Oh, well, he strips down. He has his underwear on, but mm-hmm, he also has his Ace bandages, because he thought he was a ninja because he went to Nam. So like, he has his knives and his ace bandages around his wrist. And I can remember one day.
So he's singing old Motown song with
ace bandages.
Just my imagination.
Your imagination that she coming back, bro. Let it go, man. It's been 20 years. It's okay. You know what I mean? The kids are grown now. Like, stop it, man.
Oh, man.
God bless his soul. Uncle Warren, man.
Yeah, it
he
gets
tell you,
like
he make you give you, he make you give him a kiss, and he got the biggest beard. He got a James Harden beard. But at that time, he probably has, like, dressing, stuffing, we don't eat green bean casserole, but greens, like candy yams, all in the beard. And he goes, come here, give me a kiss, boy. Like, oh, man, come on.
That just reminded me of the Eddie Murphy. Come give Aunt Bunny a kiss.
Yeah,
exactly. She's got a mustache. Well, anyways, at that time when you're on the couch and you're probably nodding off, kickoff at 8 o'clock Eastern again, Bills and the Saints. And in a game, if you're the Bills, they've lost 3 of 5. I mean, I know you're on the road. I know it's Thanksgiving. No excuses game for the Bills. None.
Yeah, they got to get it done.
I mean, come on, man. Like, what are you guys? Are you contenders or pretenders? I mean, the Saints have lost 3 in a row. They haven't lost 4 in a row since 2015. I mean, Sean Payton never loses on Thanksgiving either. He's 3-0, so he gets his team prepared and focused and locked in. But he's also had Drew Brees and some talent to do it. Trevor Siemian,
they keep paying Taysom Hill. Like, what the hell is he? He just got enough. He got paid last year. He got paid again.
Yeah.
Like, this dude's like 40. Keep him happy. He's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what he got on them.
By the way, Bart, Peloton update for you. Great sponsor of ESPN Radio, right?
Yep.
The delivery, the driver's in the driver is here with the tread in the driveway. My wife just frantically texted me because she had a half day of school on her way home.
But you're not. Are you going to get on?
I might during a break.
Ah, that's
right
dope.
Right outside my studio here, right outside my office.
Put the headset on and run while you're doing it, man. You gonna show us that great cardio?
Maybe. No, I don't think I'll do that. But it's still, I'm pretty fired up for it. But the fact that he's here already, she's got to hustle home. This is going to be like, you know what it is? With our show, like, you know how it goes, right? Like, you barely had, like, your headphones working minutes before the show started.
Absolutely.
Now I'm going to have somebody installing like a Peloton tread exactly on the other side of the door. Like, this is always madness. It's perfect. That's why I call this the last day of school. Like, this is that typical last day of school before a little vacation where we just, you know, it's like F it Friday, but it's Wednesday.
Yeah. This is when you go and you're, you know, it's a half a day like today for your wife. And they pull out that TV on the wheels.
Yes. We watch a movie. I ain't teaching you nothing today. You're just going to watch a movie. We're going to have some candy and go home.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Listen, write a one-page report about the movie. It's like Ghostbusters or something. It's science-sized Ghostbusters.
I like it. All right, that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Hey, Knicks beat the Lakers last night. I texted Keyshawn.
Quickly.
That game was so ugly, I'm not even going to trash talk. Like, I got nothing to say. I'm just glad, like, that game ended.
All you have to say is the
Dub's
Lakers
a dub
are,
over those Lakers, baby.
Yeah, all you got to say is the Lakers are below 500.
Yes, under the Mendoza line, as we're almost at the quarter of the season. So I'll take that dub. I'm quite happy, you know, certainly with that. But, I mean, you know, it's not the prettiest thing. I mean, I don't care. A win is pretty, right? Isn't that what matters? Like, a win is a beautiful thing. And your favorite baseball team, the Mets, their owner doing it again.
He's
Steve
doubling
Cohen
down,
going
man.
After now Steven Matz's agent, and the agent is like, okay. Like, this is why we don't sign with you, because you go to Twitter when you don't get what you want. What are you doing?
Oh, he said the fans love the engagement.
Matt signed with the Cardinals, and I told you what's going on around the league, and agents are starting to see it too. Like this, they kind of look at the Mets because of Cohen as a bit of a toxic team. Noah Syndergaard just bolted. Now Matt could have come home. He's a New York guy. He loved it there, and they were offering him, and he's just like, nah, I'll go to the Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals are a really good team. You know, obviously a great franchise,
classic baseball franchise. They were on a doorstep last year.
And so he's thinking, let me not get back to that circus. Let me go down there. But, I mean, you know, we got to get into that story. It's a lot to get to, man. Aaron Rodgers, it's apparently the pinky toe. Is that painful?
Oh, man, it's not the big toe. So, that's just a bunion, man. You can wrap that thing up.
I heard the pinky toe doesn't sound tough. Like, I call it like the fifth. What is it? Meta world peace. That's what it is. It's the fifth meta world peace, and it hurts, but, you know, he's going to try to tough it out. We got some calls. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, Bart, let's hear from some of our friends today about what they're thankful for when it comes to sports. Let's begin.
Or.
We also have Petty Wednesday. We do have a call for Petty Wednesday as well. Which one do you want first? You want thankful or Petty Wednesday?
Let's go to the break with something thankful, but so let's start with something petty.
All right. Wait. Okay, so we'll go to start petty and then go thankful?
Yeah.
All right. So Jacob's in Long Beach, and he wants to talk a little Petty Wednesday. What do you got, Jacob?
How's it going, guys? I know you're a big Yankee fan, Alan, and we got to get these Yankees moving on a train.
Please.
We need to give Judge a good contract. We got to name him as captain. We need to get a first baseman. I like that guy in Oakland, that lefty.
All right, keep it Rizzo.
We also got to get – nah, don't take Rizzo. He's getting old. We got to get that guy from Oakland.
You know what? My focus is on shortstop right now, because I got to figure out what I'm doing with Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, you got to put him back at second.
I mean, you know, you have like three first basemen to choose from right now. I'm looking at shortstop as like, okay, if it's not Gleyber, is it Trevor Story? Like, who's it going to be? Like, give me that. Let's start there first. You know, that, I mean, you have a plethora at first. You don't have anybody at short, because I don't know what I've got in Gleyber Torres. But I thought you were supposed to be petty. There's nothing petty there. Yes, sign Judge, make him the captain. All that stuff is nice and pretty. But, you know, like, you got to give me a lineup that is actually one that is versatile and not all the same thing. All right, we have no petty there, but we do have some thankfuls. Let's go to David in New Jersey for thankful. Hey, David.
What's going on, boys? First and foremost, thankful to Barton Hahn, because that's how I get to work every day.
God bless you.
And second, thankful for my Jets and starting Zach Wilson against the Texans. After that, I'm pretty good, boys.
Hey, do they have a choice?
Yeah, no. Is anybody left? Thankful to Mike White. He brought COVID into the quarterback room. I mean, what do you want to say? I mean, you're right, though, David. You get to see
Mike White, like, if I ain't starting, ain't nobody starting.
Nobody's starting, right? I'm taking everybody out.
I'm pinning cases on all you. Miss Hawkins. I just mixed two movies. Training Day with New Jack City.
You did, didn't you? I like that you did it though. Yeah, so it's good. That's what you've wanted this season to be about. So now we know about Elijah Moore. We know about, you know, Michael Carter, both of them squared. But what we still don't know about is Zach Wilson. We get to see him against the Texans. Oh, by the way, Texans, I know they're home. Favored by 2.5. A little disrespectful. Just saying. A little disrespectful. All right, more of your calls coming up. Again, what are you thankful
for? They just beat the Titans. Well, both of them beat the Titans, so I don't know what to say.
Exactly. We're dead even. What are you thankful for, sports related, in 2020? 21. We have a bunch that we'll also discuss with you, but we want to hear from you on this as well. Also coming up, so will Bart Scott's, will Papa Smurf Scott's, Détroit, Lyon, finally get their first dub? The only place we can go for the answer is Barstradamos. Oh. And that is coming up next, after I tell you about Select Quote. So it's the kickoff to the holidays with Thanksgiving this week. And this time of year always makes me extra thankful, especially, just like you, for family. And now's the perfect time to protect your beautiful family. So if you don't yet have life insurance, listen to me, because just a couple of minutes out of your day can make a big difference. You don't want just any company for your life insurance. You need a pro. You need SelectQuote. For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. Check this out. SelectQuote found a 40-year-old guy with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's just $19 a month. Seriously. That, just to protect your family, that's nothing. Plus, quotes of SelectQuote are free and take only minutes. So do me a favor. Before the holidays get crazy, take a couple minutes to get your free quote. Call 800-960-3030. 800-960-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Full details on sample policy and carrier ratings. Hang on a second. There it is. At SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Hey, because I know my mom is listening.
Uncle outside the house.
Hey, Uncle Warren, this for you, baby. Rest in peace, Uncle Warren. In his seat, in his silk thunks. We love you, Unc, man. I tell you what, man. I love that man. He was something else.
Oh yeah.
Silk underwear and ace bandages.
Man,
this will make my mom feel good, man. We lost Uncle Warren maybe 3 months ago.
God bless him, man. I mean, we have to have characters in our family, right?
Hey,
that's what makes a family.
That's what family's all about. If we all was the same, then what would be the point?
That's true. It'd be boring, I'll tell you that. You always got to have a couple of people that just make it interesting.
Oh, we know it's going to be interesting. You know it's going to be a party. Yeah. You know it's going to be a party, baby.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Barton Hahn, Al Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Hey, step up your creativity now during Dell's Black Friday event with savings up to $400 off, including deals on the latest PCs with Intel Core processors, shop laptops, monitors, and more, plus free shipping. Call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL. We've got your calls loaded up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What you're thankful for in sports in 2021. Now, obviously, we're all thankful for different things like family and everything else. A lot of us have been able to get through what has been a really tough time in our country, in our just society, in our world right now with COVID and everything else. But we're keeping it to sports because that's what we're about. You heard, Bart, before we get to Barstradamos, and just quickly, you heard on the Sports Center.
Yes, that's tragic, man. And
this is a very concerning story out of Minnesota. Everson Griffin, again, as you heard on SportsCenter just a few minutes ago, refusing to leave his home, told police he fired a weapon inside early Wednesday morning and said there's an intruder in the house. And so there was no sign of any type of break-in or intruder.
Well,
and he now refuses to come out of the house, and they're working with team psychologists and law enforcement to help him.
Let's give a little context.
He put on – I'm sorry, just let me add to it just real quick. A since-deleted Instagram story where he wrote, I need help, people trying to kill me at my own house.
Yeah.
And in the video, he's seen holding a gun. He's been through a lot.
Yeah, this isn't his first bout with mental health issues.
Right.
And a couple years ago, remember, he missed practice, and they went over and got him. And
yep.
Mental health is something that you have to continuously work at. It doesn't go away. It's almost like being an addict. Once you're an addict, you're always an addict. And once you have mental health issues, you have to practice because things can trigger it. And, you know, I was able to spend some time, you know, with Ray Rice yesterday, who's done a great job in getting his life back together as we feed people at the Helping Up Mission. And it's just one of those things, man, where it's about with yourself. And sometimes you have to we get lax and think we have it under control, and there's so many different things that can trigger us. So I just hope that this ends in a positive manner. He doesn't hurt himself or hurt someone else. And I'm not worried about him as a football player. I'm worried about him as a person, because clearly there's some issues there, and those demons have come back to haunt him.
Right. The team put out a statement. Vikings representatives and the team's mental health professionals have been on site at Everson Griffin's home since early this morning and are cooperating with law enforcement. Our only concern at this time is the safety and well-being of Everson and his family, and then they'll have further comment at an appropriate time. So we'll keep an eye on the story. It is developing, as I said, right now, and it is a serious one, especially, again, at this time of year, at the holidays, you know, it's just a little more heightened awareness of people and what they're going through. As we are happy and thankful for everything we have, you also have to keep in mind those who are going through different struggles. And even though
seasonal depression
does happen. And professional athlete, you make all this money. What are you sad about? You have to understand, people are people. Like, there are still things that affect people in different ways. And certainly a story we'll keep an eye on.
Yeah, we're not shielded from any of the struggles of life, right? Everything you have in society, you have within any group, no matter how much money you have. Right. And, you know, unfortunately, we've been seeing professional people, you know, lose their lives, and people that we think are famous because of depression, you know, lose their lives. And, you know, that's why it's also always important to check on your strong friends, because if they're the people that's always there for everybody else, people assume that their life as well. I can remember, you know, when Junior Seau lost his life and he took his life.
Yeah.
The day before, he was at his charity event smiling and laughing with people. But, you know, athletes and strong people, famous people, whatever, strong people in your life, do a good job in masking their pain because they've been the source of strength for everybody else.
Well, there's no doubt. There's certainly no doubt about that. All right. There's no easy way to make this transition, though, Bart, as we obviously are going through our show.
But we're going to try.
NFL Week 12. But this was – when I heard that, I thought it was something, especially knowing you, your background, how you care about players, and you still do to this day try to help players. It's something that you've made, you know, your mission since you retired as a player yourself. I just thought it was something – I didn't want to glaze over it.
Yeah, you could.
This time of year. But NFL Week 12 does begin tomorrow. We got a slate of 3 games on Thanksgiving. And one of those games is a game that we do have to discuss as we bring in Bart Stradamus.
Oh.
So, Bart Stradamus, I want to keep this relatively simple for you.
Yes,
because I know for Bart Scott and for Papa Smurf Scott, this is, you know, this is a very personal thing. Thanksgivings are ruined because of the Detroit Lions. But the question I have for you is, will Bart's dad be able to actually finish his Thanksgiving dinner after watching the Lions play football? Because, as you know, indigestion does happen quite often for those who root for this team.
Oh, yes. Oh, 9-1. They can't even lose right. Oh, what the hell is the one? They didn't even know you could tie in football. My soul hurts and weeps for Sir Papa Smurf. Just when you thought You can have a rookie that hasn't seen it all, hasn't seen anything. He gets some barbecue sauce put on his ribs and is unavailable on a short week. The Lions played hard, but progressively they lost to Mayfield.
Nicely done.
And now they get the Red Rifle, who has seen it all.
What is going on?
The problem child shall not be a problem, as there are no Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks to knock him down so they can get back up, to get knocked down, to get back up.
Okay.
The Crown Royal will be flowing in Papa Smurf's home as the Lions, yes, the Lions in the throwbacks, Swift harnesses his inner Barry Sanders.
Oh.
And they win. Yes. The Lions win. Shall win.
What a prediction. So it
is. But Nagy.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's more.
Nagy shall not.
No.
Be victorious, as the Greyhound will be his preferred transportation. You're fired. Oh, yes. You're fired. So it is said.
So it shall be.
So it shall be.
Can I point out, too, that this is the third time the Lions are winless entering Thanksgiving. And the previous two times, they were 0-9 in 2001. They were 0-11 in 2008. They did not win on Thanksgiving those years. So maybe this year.
Things. Are you picking the scab, Allen?
I'm trying not to.
I hope they drop your Peloton. Oh, hate.
We are very late, so quickly, I will ask you one more. You already touched on Matt Nagy. So the last thing I want to ask you, and we got to do it real fast. Will the Cowboys and Bills emphatically reestablish themselves as contenders, or will they exit cooked turkeys?
Oh, the Traduckin. Should Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott be eating the Traduckin? Oh, yes. They come back with a vengeance. Tyron Smith shall be the difference.
Okay. How about the Bills? Cowboys win the Bills too?
Yes.
Okay.
So right. The Josh and the Allen. Oh, same person. Why does he have two first names? He shall be victorious. Oh, yes.
All right, so it is said.
So it shall be.
It never works. I'm trying really hard to make this thing work, and it won't work. Here we go. Let's try it again. Nope, it still isn't working.
Dong.
Wait, we're going to try it one more time, then we got to go. There it is. Now it's official. Now it's official. Bart, thank you, Bart Shadamas. Happy Thanksgiving. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, motorcycles, RVs, boats, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Coming up, we're going to try to make back some of the money that you were dropping on your Thanksgiving spread with everybody coming into your house. We're going to make you some extra cash. Little lunch money next, but first, I want to tell you about Straight Talk. All right, 5G is here. The big carriers want you to sign pricey long-term contracts to get in on the action. Not anymore. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract, and get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Bart, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and it feels like we have had this. I've been trying to bring us together at ESPN because there is a divide amongst all of us about the food, our food choices when it comes to Thanksgiving. I never realized how different we all are when it comes to what's on the table on Thanksgiving. So let's do right now. Let's power rank your top five Thanksgiving sides. Can we agree that number one would be stuffing slash dressing, whatever you want to call it?
Yes, yes. Let's not get into the semantics. Yes.
No, we can't get into semantics. Like Harry Douglas got all over us about it. He calls it dressing, and I'm like, well, I mean, and then he says culture. I'm like, no. My 90-year-old grandmother used to call it dressing.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, what does she mean by dressing? It's stuffing.
Well, stuffing is like the stove top.
Stuffing is what's
stuff it inside
the bird.
Yeah, you stuff.
Yeah, you cook it in the bird, and then the dressing is the other stuffing that I guess goes around. Whatever. So we'll go with that. What would you say is your next favorite thing?
Next favorite for me is collard greens, right? Because you got to have a roughage, but I like smoked turkey in it or like ham hocks. I need some meat in there too. You know what I mean? And I need my greens. We don't cook them in olive oil. We boil them. We cook them down in chicken broth.
Okay, so I'm gonna go then. This will be cultural. Green bean casserole for me.
Yeah,
same thing. Greens, yeah. but same idea.
Yep.
And if you make it right, it's delicious.
Now, do you put the onions on the top?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right.
You have to cream them up nice. Delicious.
Yeah.
Three. Can we all agree? Mac and cheese?
Yeah, mac and cheese, man.
Mac and cheese 100%. Now, here's the thing. How do you make the mac and cheese?
Oh, we need evaporated milk. We need about 17 different cheeses. We need some smoked Gouda, cheddar, sharp cheddar, mozzarella, all that. And then they usually put egg in there to bind it together. You cook it all up and cook it down. Then you burn the top.
They put anything on top or no? You just burn on the top?
No. You put shredded like cheddar on the top, so it can burn nice and good. You put the shredded cheese, but then all the other stuff you cut into chunks. You get the blocks of cheese.
Yeah, yeah, and that gets all creamy.
A little smoked Gouda to get it right. Gouda. Yeah,
I like that
with a little mozzarella.
All right, four would have to be what? Sweet potatoes, candy yams, same thing, right? Like that kind of.
Yeah.
That we're throwing
yams,
that
sweet potato. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a given. 100% given. All right, fifth one might be one that is controversial to some people, but you and I might be on the same page. Cranberry sauce, but not like fresh, not like making yourself out of the can.
Yes, absolutely.
There's something about having the lines on
the gelatin,
it. And,
yeah, that tells you how to cut it. That tells you how to slice it.
Right. right. That's the indicator right there.
Ocean spray, you cut it up.
Ocean spray.
You cut it up.
Both ends of the can.
Yep.
Right? So the air goes through. Then you just pop it.
Pop it right out.
Slips right out. Then you lay it flat, lay it like on its side. And then you're right. And you just slice it up a little bit. And then you leave like one chunk of it unsliced. So it has like a nice little, what do they call that? Presentation.
Yeah, exactly. And then you lay, I lay, see, I put the gravy on the stuff and then I lay that on top. So then you get the sweetness of the cranberry, the savoriness of the gravy, and the thickness of the dressing slash stuffing.
Right. You put it all together, gives it a little bit of extra moistness to it, a little extra flavor to it, and that's the way you do it. Are we missing anything? Is there one that we didn't discuss that you want to throw in there? Honorable mention?
Do we want to throw a dessert in there?
Oh, man, we'll get to desserts later. That's going to be the next thing.
Okay. Next thing is desserts.
I'll tell you what, though. A little pre-dinner, French onion soup.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do love potato salad. I do love potato salad. You need something cold.
Okay. All right. So you add that to the mix as well. We are back in 10 seconds.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Thankful for you, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Who do we have? We have Kimberly Martin joining us at 1 o'clock.
Kmart.
You think we got some NFL news to discuss with her? Oh, yeah. We most certainly do. But what we have right now with you is it's time to make some money going into the Thanksgiving and into week 12. And we do that in a segment we call Lunch Money. All right. So, Lunch Money. So, let's see. Johnny Pickhams is only picking the Thanksgiving games.
Ah.
He's going, and you might like this. He's taking, I see what he's doing. So the Lions are the Bears are favored by 3. I like that.
And they're the visiting team.
Yeah, he's taking the first half under. How disrespectful. 12:30 start, Thanksgiving Day. He's going under. The under's 21. It's an over-under of 21. He's taking the under. That's how he's feeling, all right, on that game. He's taking the Cowboys, laying the 8 at home, and he's taking the Bills, laying the 6.5 on the road in New Orleans. That's where he's going. I am going to also take the Cowboys. The last number I saw was 7.5. But, okay, I think – no, I'm sorry, I saw 8. That's right. The original was 7.5. It's up to 8. I'll still take it. I feel like the Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving, this is their game. I'll go with that. Bart, do you want to make a pick? Because then we have a guest selector to go to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna take the Giants over the Eagles because I think they're gonna. Listen. Only because listen, you gotta understand the psychology. Listen, Joe Judge is gonna do whatever he can do to make it seem like it was all Jason Garrett. I'm talking about all kind of trick plays, stretching.
Freddie Kitchens is gonna throw the kitchen sink at him.
Exactly. So I think that's gonna be the upset of the week.
All right. Well, the Giants, and that's you're giving the or you're taking the 3.5 points too. Eagles favored at New York in this game. So that's interesting. All right, we have a guest prognosticator today. Nuno Teixeira joins us right now with a little football selection. Nuno.
Man City, PSG, 3:00, UEFA's Champions League. Take PSG at +470.
So what it said, so it shall be.
So it shall be. Can you? Do you want to expand on that? You want to tell us why? More stars on PSG?
No, just PSG. They'll win this game. Do it. It's
amazing.
The gut. It's a gut.
It's a gut. We're going gut. It's fitting on the day before Thanksgiving. We go with a gut feeling.
Great stuff. Make sure it's not indigestion.
Like, again, Papa Smurf might be feeling some indigestion, but we shall.
Oh, he keep Tums. He keep Tums just in case. In an EpiPen. In an
just
EpiPen.
Choose him like candy.
In an EpiPen.
Keep him in the candy dish right on the. Coming up, huge NFL Sunday on tap. We're going to dive into all the big matchups next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.